Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon.
I got a big piece of chocolate in my mouth right now.
Where'd that come from?
My ice cream.
They stuck chocolate in there? Did you give permission?
Yeah.
I thought you got some kind of banana cream deal.
Banana chocolate chip.
Banana chocolate chip. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I just got vanilla because it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Right before we did the podcast, Lee and I decided to get ice cream. I treated him. From Greater Cincinnati's Best.
I was shocked and surprised, as you can imagine, where she said she would buy it. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Who are you more shocked by? If Nikita offers to buy or if I offer to buy?
You.
Oh, bull.
Nikita offers to buy more than you think.
Okay. Because the way you publicly portray her.
As an alcoholic.
Yeah, as an alcoholic.
Which she is not.
Bill Shyster. So that's not true. Yeah. You, as her friend, make her look way worse than she is.
I think the fun I have with Nikita is Nikita will offer to pay, but she acts as if she's getting away with something.
When she pays.
When I pay the bill. Mm. Like, you know, she's pulled one over on me. You act as you're more entitled to it. So you don't, you know, occasionally you'll say thank you. You're very sweet about it sometimes. But sometimes you're just like, and he will pay.
If we're on a work lunch and you pay with the company card, yeah, I do expect that. I own half this company.
I don't always pay with a company card.
Well, how am I supposed to know that?
Well, it doesn't matter.
And if you choose to pay with your personal card, that's your business, buddy. Mm. You're just after those Capital One points.
I don't get any Capital One points. Well, maybe I do get some Capital One points.
Do you have a Capital One
think
credit card?
My Bonvoy Marriott card gives me more points. That's the ice cream slowing me down. Mm-hmm. It's hard to speak when your mouth is cold.
Yeah, I need to go put this in the freezer.
I need to get some coffee. Warm it up, but you talked me out of that. I thought, wouldn't that be a nice balance? I say, would you like a cup of coffee? We'd have ice cream and coffee. Mm-hmm. And I thought you'd have the cold and then the hot and then equitability in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't like that. But you can do it. I didn't say you don't do it.
Why don't you like having equitability?
I don't know. Although I do like a warm piece of chocolate cake with ice cream.
Right.
Like the Coca-Cola cake from Cracker Barrel.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like white powder donuts. You have to drink chocolate milk.
Yeah. Oh, you have to.
You can't.
But that's not a hot cold thing.
And if you're eating chocolate covered donuts, you got to drink the white milk.
Just milk.
Okay. Well, however you say it.
White milk. Mom, we're all out of white milk. Did you ever do strawberry milk as a kid?
Oh, I loved it. Nestle Quick.
Nestle Quick, the powder or
the
liquid.
The rabbit mascot?
Yes. My mom never bought the strawberry that often, but if she did or I was at a friend's house, we'd use it. But usually, my mom always kept Hershey syrup, so we do chocolate milk.
What I found is the syrup, even the Hershey syrup, it's fine for ice cream, was lousy for milk to try to make chocolate milk. Only the powder really works.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Wrong.
Well, we grew up in different eras. Maybe they perfected the
different
recipe.
Different eras? Yes. No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. You're 19 years older than me.
Oh, my
gosh. You don't think they changed the recipe or perfected?
18 years older and barely that.
You're 19.
18.
1969.
When you were born.
To 1988.
I was 18.
Okay, fine. Going to be 19.
Yeah, way down the road.
6 months.
Like next year.
5 months.
No.
April to September. I'm an April baby. You're a September baby. Mm. And why does it matter to you to make the point of 18?
Mm. Why does it matter to you?
Why don't we just say nearly 20 years?
Why don't we say 15?
Whatever. Who cares? Jesus. Yes. Help me, Lord.
My God. Anyway, I don't know why you don't like equitability.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, you and I just went to a Life Adventure Camp, of course.
Life Adventure Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Life Adventure Center. I was looking at that facility for you and checking you in. It's a rehab place. And hoping that you can find yourself again. Mm-hmm. And we had fun. We ziplined. Well, I ziplined. We climbed a wall. We shot arrows. Some folks refer to that as archery. What else do we do? Well, there's all kinds of things you can do. Horseback riding, which we didn't do today.
Yeah.
We're going back tonight, though, to do
Are
it
we?
In the dark.
Nighttime horseback riding?
I love it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do we do?
What do you mean, what else? Well, what is the Life Adventure Center?
It is a place for folks who need a respite. They may have gone through some sort of trauma. And whether they're affiliated with a group or they are suffering from maybe the same thing that happened to them, and say in a, whether it may be trauma, they could be young people, they could be adults. They get to hang with nature and find their center, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a good place to heal.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit, lifeadventurecenter.org, and they treat all manner of people, and they team up with schools and organizations, and it's all helping people of all ages deal with trauma.
Yeah.
Through equine therapy or just confidence-building activities, team-building activities. They have camps that last a week. They have, you know, family weekends and things like that. So it's really, really cool, and we got to go out there and just learn about it and also participate in some of these activities. So very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's located out in Woodford County.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they had like over 500 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all manicured for the most part. I loved it. Rolling hills.
Rolling hills. Rolling hills. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You seem preoccupied. Like, no. What is it, the government calling?
I am focused.
You don't seem like it. You're not a good multitasker.
What I want to do is take a bite of ice cream.
A piece of ice cream.
Oh, by the way, and I need to tell the staff to do this too, but if you'd like to send us, and it's right here on the screen if you're watching on YouTube, send us a question or a comment to ideas@leeandhaley.com. I think we got one, didn't we? Already from someone.
Yeah, our staff sends us little questions and things every week for random topics or just kind of brain teasers or questions or things for us to sound off on. And we invite you guys to do the same. So we have one that we'll read in a little bit from a fabulous listener. Anyway, guys, we are knee deep in the NCAA tournament. Lee and I got a big game ahead of us on Friday.
Yeah.
Whew, go ahead.
Well, my beloved Kentucky Wildcats take on, you know, the prison squad out of Knoxville.
You mean my beloved Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big game. It's in the Sweet 16. And as all the bad juju in the world would have it, our two teams must play in the Sweet 16.
Which I hate for...
I hate it too.
Well, not just because it's us. I'd love for the Final Four to be nothing but SEC teams. Because right after the first round, the teams that got knocked off, Vanderbilt blew it. Texas A&M blew it in the second round. Forgot who else. Georgia blew it. And all of those teams should have won their games but didn't. Here comes the negativity from the national media. Mm-hmm. Well, the SEC had, you know, 14 teams, whatever we had. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they've already lost. I'm like, what? And then you look at the Sweet 16, and we got seven teams in there.
Mm-hmm. Which is a record.
And that no one played another SEC school. They beat those other teams that you're highly touting. Mm-hmm. And they made it. Anyway, so I just hate that we have to play, whether it's Tennessee or not, another SEC school. I wish that was saved until the Elite Eight or the... And I understand with that many teams, somebody's going to just hate it. That is my team.
I know, me too. And I'm a Kentucky fan as well because I've lived in Lexington for over 10 years now.
Well, my favorite...
And so I'm... Tennessee-Kentucky games used to be really fun for me when I first moved here. Because I was a Tennessee fan, it was fun to kind of battle against all my new friends here and their Kentucky team. Well, now I really am a Kentucky fan as well, so the games aren't fun for me. Like someone asked me the other day, like, but gun to your head, you'd still rather Tennessee win. And I was like, yes, because it's my home state. I've grown up a lifelong fan, so it would mean a lot to me. But it also will be really sad for me because living in Lexington, I'm absorbed in the Kentucky mindset. And because we're on TV, I know so much about the Kentucky team. I know all the players. I know all the drama surrounding it, all the injuries. And I just know the end of the season will be tough for BBN, but also tough for these players. And so I hate it. But then I feel the same about Tennessee. So Tennessee-Kentucky matchups are not fun for me at all, any sport, but especially here in March Madness, I'm really not looking forward to it, actually.
My favorite player outside of the Kentucky program is your boy, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree.
Zakai Ziegler.
Yeah, Zakai Ziegler.
Yes.
Because he's a little guy.
He's so amazing.
He reminds me of Tyler Ulis.
He's 5'9".
And Tyler Ulis reminds me of me. So that's why I like these guys.
Huh.
They're the little guys out there that everybody was telling them, you're too small, you can't play. Mm-hmm. And then they're just dominating.
They're so good. Zakai Ziegler is so talented, point guard for Tennessee. And he's just, I love him.
He's the difference maker. And is just like Lamont Butler is for us, he's the difference maker. Without him, you don't win.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think.
Now, the good news for me is that Lamont Butler is sort of a very similar player to Zacchaeus.
Zakai Ziegler.
Zakai Ziegler. And he kind of negates him a bit because he's bigger, but just as fast. Mm-hmm. So that's tough for Ziegler.
Yeah.
And that's.
But good. I mean, it is a team sport. So it's not just coming down to those two.
Yeah, but then
I see what you're saying.
We got Ortega. And then the wonderful thing that has happened is that
Wait, who's Ortega?
Ortega? Who said that?
You Owe? Did. You said Ortega. Isn't it Ortega?
Yeah, Owe.
Well, you said Ortega.
I did?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And for a second, I was like, who are you talking about?
What's in this ice cream? Anyway, Owe. But the great thing that I've seen and I love is Kobe.
What are you talking about?
Well, the switch is flipped for him, and he's playing.
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant was
call people by their names.
I called him Kobe. What do you want me to call him?
I immediately go to Kobe Bryant because I just know him as Bryant. Most people call these players by their last name.
Anyway, but they call him by their last name.
Yeah, it's a name on their jersey.
Why can't I call him Kobe?
Well, you can, but there's a much more famous basketball player only known as Kobe.
Anyway, honestly, in the first part of the season, he was a bit of a liability on defense. I mean, I think he's maybe the best shooter in the nation.
Oh, he totally is.
Your guy's good, that Lanier kid.
I love him.
But
let me tell you, look, I've loved Zakai Ziegler for years, but a player that I've also equally loved and really loved this season is my boy, defensive specialist Jemai Meshack. For Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I love him.
What about his brother, Abednego?
Oh, my gosh. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Mm-hmm. I love him. Anyway, but then, you know, and I love the Tennessee coach, Rick Barnes, but I also love Mark Poe. It's just, I don't know. Government calling again?
That's our CFO.
Well, do you need to take it?
No.
You're in trouble.
I've already done what I had to do. There's nothing she can do about it now. She should answer the phone call when I called her the first time.
Anyway, so Friday night, a little after 7, Tennessee and Kentucky will kick off in the Sweet 16, which so grateful to even be in the Sweet 16. I saw an interesting tweet yesterday, and it was like, it's funny how all things work out. Coach John Calipari left Kentucky to go to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Filling his place, Mark Pope left BYU to come to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Filling his place is a guy whose name escapes me right now, left where he was to become the head coach of BYU. Mm-hmm. All three are in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always bad when big changes are made.
No.
It can be very emotional and tough for, you know, everybody, but look how it's worked out.
That's what I told my parents when I became a man. And they said, Sally, we don't want you to be a man.
Your name was Sally?
Sally Cruz. I was hot. We're eating ice cream now.
So why did you decide, if you were a hot woman, why did you decide to become this man?
I get tired of being objectified. I did see a comic do a very funny bit about his son is in athletics. And he goes, you know, I see a lot of, he goes, he's not, unfortunately, he looks like me, which is, you know, this white guy. And he goes, I have high hopes and dreams for him. You know, I know there's parents that give hormone blockers. Why can't I give him steroids?
Oh!
You know, hey, it's what he wants to be. He wants to win gold medals, and he wants to be a running back in the NFL. Why can't I give him Why can't I boost his level?
Instead of hormone blockers, let's say hormone uppers.
Yeah. Let's get this guy going. Get him beefed up. It was an interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. The audience was with him on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're excited about March Madness.
Love it.
That's all I did last weekend. I didn't leave my couch from like 11:30 a.m. till 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
There the whole time watching game. I bet I consumed, I don't know, dozen, 13, 14 basketball games from start to finish.
Oh, I know. Same.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the games because first and second round, one of the locations was in Lexington. So I went to both Tennessee games last weekend for the first and second round.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. I also got to watch Auburn-Creighton, which Auburn came away with that one. No shock there. Although, I mean, Creighton gave him a game. I don't mean it like they blew him out. But I mean,
Creighton was good.
Creighton's really good. The Lashworth kid they got. But
I love that little guy.
I do, too.
There's another guy.
There he is. Passion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that little fella.
Yeah.
Running around there. Just killing it.
Going for it. But anyway, that was really, really cool. So super excited about that. Who do you think is going to win it all? Florida scared me the other night because I think Florida's going to win it all if I just had to say right now because they're so good.
Yeah, well, that if they do
but
win
they
it
nearly,
all.
I mean, they.
It is because of that game. Because every championship run usually has some sort of barn burner on the way that gives them a boost of confidence when they escape it.
Because, so, I mean.
Yeah, Florida couldn't win it all. Now,
I really thought they were about to get got.
Again, Kentucky has beat them. The only team out there that Kentucky hasn't beat is Auburn. Tennessee's beat Auburn.
Yeah.
Florida's beat Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Duke looks better than they did in the early season.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win it all. It'll be interesting. It's all about defense. And I like the way we're playing defense right now. Again, back to Kobe Brea. That kid.
I call him Kobe.
He's playing
actually,
tough.
I just call him Kobe.
He's playing with a passion. And after that Ole Miss game, Coach Pope talked about it and said, yeah, something happened to him. He's diving on the floor and he's losing his mind. He was doing that in drills.
Early in the season, Kobe Brea told Jay Billis his nickname is what?
It's what?
Is what? Question mark? I'm asking you.
Oh, I don't know. What is
fuego.
It?
Fuego.
Fuego. Well, he gets in fuego when he's hot.
Mm-hmm.
He is legitimately maybe... Maybe there's a
the
couple
of... The love of my life.
The love of my life. There may be a couple of other guys I can think of, but legitimately, I get so angry when
Teary.
He doesn't shoot.
Oh, yeah.
There's everyone else on the team, I'm happy when they pass up a bad shot. But for Kobe, I don't know that there is one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where he's shooting from. Release!
He's one of those people that I just feel like you have to say his full name.
There is
Kobe Brea.
There's a better chance of him making anything than half the team, especially Amari Williams right now at point blank range. I swear to God, if I was 7 foot tall, there would never be an opportunity when I'm at point blank that I don't dunk.
Yeah.
I'd give anything to be able to dunk a ball.
He takes it for granted.
Why are you finger rolling? How many of those has he missed?
Yeah.
Oh, and I pull my hair out. I've aged. I've developed liver spots watching Amari Williams finger roll a ball. Stop.
Maybe you should turn the TV off.
It's killing me with that. I'm yelling in public. Why hast thou forsaken me, Amari
he
Williams?
He didn't. It's not about. It's a.
He didn't forsake me.
He didn't forsake you.
Yeah, he did. When he signed, when he puts the Kentucky across the chest. Dunk it at point blank.
Dunk it.
Don't finger roll. What is that about? Why are you not with me on this?
I don't know.
You don't really want Kentucky to win.
No, it's not that. Sometimes I get inordinately very upset over sporting events, and then I have to remind myself, I can just, you know, not get upset. I basically have to tell myself it means nothing to calm myself down.
Yes.
Because I will get furious. Like last year when Tennessee got put out by Purdue in the tournament, I was fear that Zach Edey kid who I will never forget.
That big boy.
Ugh. I was absolutely enraged when the game was over. And then I just had to just like, in order to get over it, I just had to be like, but what does it even matter? What does it even matter?
A good
it is
friend
a college
of mine,
tournament. Who cares? Just to get myself together.
A good friend of mine who's in government in the, I believe it's the country of Arendelle. She once whispered in my ear, let it go.
Sure.
And I said, Elsa.
You dumb.
That's right, Elsa. You ignorant slut.
I've never seen Frozen.
What?
I just never have.
So good.
I'm not saying it's not. I've never seen it.
I don't understand.
That's another thing you're going to get upset about. You like think you represent the movie business. You do.
What do you mean? I'm Hollywood. I'm Mr. Hollywood.
You think you're Mr. Hollywood. That, like you get so mad if people haven't seen every movie that you've seen.
Bill Hader character.
But like when you say, I've never seen The Notebook. I've never seen Mean Girls. I'm like, okay, who cares? That has nothing to do with me.
Have you ever seen that at one of the roasts where Bill Hader comes out in a tracksuit and sung and he's got gray hair. And he's wearing sunglasses, and he goes, I'm Mr. Hollywood. Seth Rogen, you're welcome. An ugly person like you. Getting all kinds of hot chicks. You're welcome.
I saw a clip from Between Two Ferns, the parody interview show with Zach Galifianakis, and he was interviewing John Hamm.
I think I've seen that.
And he says, it's along the same lines, he says, so Bradley Cooper wrote, directed, and starred in, you know, A Star Is Born. Does that give you hope that there's better roles for hot idiots? John Hamm just dies laughing. Yeah. That show is so hilarious. The outtakes from it where he gets so tickled, he can't say it. He was talking to Chance the Rapper the other day, and he said, do you think you might have picked a different career had your parents not named you Chance the Rapper? Right. And he said, it's not my name. It's a stage name. And he's like, It is just, it's so good.
What was it he called? Letterman? Methamphetamine Santa Claus.
Yeah, something. Yeah, Meth Santa Claus. Oh, it's so good. Yeah,
Meth Santa. More with Meth Santa.
Yeah. He had Barack Obama on there.
Yeah.
He, this is off color, but he was interviewing Awkwafina, and he said, it says here you've been raping since you were 12. She's like, rapping. He's like, that makes, that makes more sense. So good.
Yeah.
Zach. Love him. Love him. I love when funny people get really tickled.
Well, I love Zach. Speaking of that, when you say funny people get tickled, and I think I showed you the clip. There was a...
You love when I get tickled?
A documentary about the Dana Carvey show.
You've told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this moment where they created a fake name for their own show, the Diet Root Beer or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's generic, but it was stupid.
Instead of the Dana Carvey show, it was the Dana Carvey Diet Root Beer Throwdown Special or something.
Extravaganza Hour, whatever it was. Well, then ABC, for whatever reason, ran a home improvement promo in front of that, where it was a very dark home improvement where one of the kids is got cancer.
Yeah, it was like and a very
you
dark
see Tim
episode.
Allen broken down and crying and saying, we're going to get through this, son. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. And then they cut to the announcer going, followed by the Dana Carvey.
1 hour Diet Root Beer special.
Diet Root Beer. And anyway, they show the boys and the writers of the show, besides Dana Carvey, who happened to be Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert. And you see those three guys laughing hysterically at this faux pas that they created, but it was still, it's fun to watch those guys get cracked
up. It is because they're so funny and they make all of us laugh so much. It's so amazing and to watch them get tickled.
One of the best moments of
my life.
My life. And I'm serious.
Really?
Was when hanging out with Tim Wilson and just, you know, after a show or having drinks or eating dinner or lunch and making him laugh and watching Tim Wilson, who I thought was just brilliant and the smartest man I ever met. And I mean that sincerely. Mm-hmm. He knew something about any topic. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy to hear him wax poetic. You name it. Russian ballet, nuclear physics. It didn't matter. He would have an opinion on it and it would be well versed. Mm-hmm. Anything.
And you thought, wow.
But, you know, he would go, well, the problem with fusion.
Yeah.
You know, when he was like, what?
He's an amazing.
But
God,
if I could make him laugh, and he was generous with that, it would, I'd feel like, oh, my God, make Tim Wilson laugh.
I mean, how do you go up from here?
You don't.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I had something to say.
Oh, you did?
And now it's left me.
I am. Are you? Are we both getting texts? Because I'm getting 1,000 texts. I haven't looked at any.
Yeah, they're from our publicist. Hi, Dan. We love you.
Oh, Dan. Oh, he's sending pictures, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
He's got a mole he wants you to look at.
Yeah. What do you think of this?
Okay. Well.
Do we need questions now? Do we have questions?
Sure. Let's answer that viewer question that we had.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, he sent pictures. So at that Life Adventure Center thing that we did today, that was absolutely a blast, and we'll show it to you soon. Yeah, Dan took our publicist was there and took a bunch of pictures. Oh, some zip lining pictures. Oh, they're all of just Nua. He just sent 6 pictures of Nua.
I see that.
Nikita responded, looks like a fun day at the office. Where were you, Nikita? Nikita just didn't come to work today.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he sent a whole bunch of photos.
Oh.
Good Lord. We'll have to post those. I'll let you do it because I'll misspell stuff.
Misspell?
Yeah, you always get aggravated with me.
I know, but I've recently determined I've got to stop getting aggravated with you because you'll never change.
Okay.
Okay. This is a viewer question sent in to us by Ruthie B12. I won't read her whole email address, as we know she's fiercely private. But Ruthie B12, thank you for writing in. Question. Do you sleep with the closet door open or closed? And we thought this was a good question. We saw this. Right after we recorded last week's episode, this question came in.
Now, why would it matter either way?
Well, like,
are there monsters in the closet?
I had many a home.
My closet door.
Have you never seen the documentary Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. Mine is open, I believe.
Does your closet have a door? Some closets don't have doors.
That's a good
question. My closet doesn't have a door.
I don't think it does either, mm-hmm. Now that you say that. Uh-huh. I need to go check.
What do you mean you need to go check?
Where's my door? I don't think it does.
The robbery too?
I don't think it does have a door.
Mine doesn't have a door, so I have to sleep with it open. So for me, what I'm going to talk about is I've always slept with my closet door open. Except when I was a kid, I liked it closed. Definitely liked it closed. Because I would, you know, as a kid, you see things and you imagine things. And yeah. But now as an adult, I don't have the option, so it's just open. But I like to sleep with the bedroom door closed and locked.
What?
Yeah.
I like to sleep with the front door open.
Sure.
And a sign says, welcome.
And the zip open on my pants. No, I don't know. It makes me feel like I have an added layer of protection. Like I have more time to react in the event of something bad happening. So anyway, but yeah, you and I don't have closet doors. I guess neither one of us do. So, I don't know. What about you guys at home? Do you sleep with the closet door open or closed? Do you sleep with the bedroom door closed? Closed and locked. Yeah. Open. Do you sleep with your bedroom door open?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
You don't care about anything.
No.
Well.
And the staff got me one of those ice maker machines.
Huh? Oh, a countertop ice maker. Because, your fridge.
I had freezer issues, but so they got me.
Your freezer broke, so they bought you a countertop ice cube maker.
It needs repair, which I just got so frustrated with the guys that. We're trying to do it, and then they come over and fix it for like 2 weeks, and then break again. And I went through that cycle legitimately 6 times.
Yeah, so you just get a new fridge.
I just get a new fridge. But meanwhile, I got that. Well, that thing never shuts down, so I'm always hearing noise.
You could just unplug it.
Well, why? Then I wouldn't have ice.
Surely there's a timer on it.
No.
There's not?
So the way
I have one of those in my game room, but it has a timer on it, so I can turn it off. Well, like I can let it run for 12 hours and then turn it off.
No, the way mine works, it's a recycle feature. So it
same.
It does have a lid, right? And it cranks out ice until the ice piles up and then it stops. But it has that drainage is actually where you put the water. Uh-huh. So it's not a freezer. Uh-huh. It's more like a cooler. Uh-huh.
Mine's the exact same way.
Well, then the drippings from the ice, as the ice starts to melt.
The au jus.
Yeah. It goes back into the ice machine and it makes ice again. But
yeah.
So it's this constant cycle of making ice.
Almost a distillation process.
Yes. Well, but there's always noise at every hour of the night. I hear you. That thing's happening. I have a knife.
Okay.
I'm hearing all those noises.
Do you need ice first thing in the morning?
I like having ice whenever it's there. You act as if, I mean, how quick do you think
ice? I'm trying to help your sound problem. I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to solve your problem, you jerk. I was trying to determine, could you turn it on in the morning when you first wake up, and then by the time you need ice, it's made. So you don't have to hear it all night. But you know what? Forget it. Solve the problem on your own.
I didn't know it was a problem. I just adjusted.
You just said you hear it bebopping around all night.
I do hear it bebopping around all night.
Then stop complaining about it. If it's not bothering you that much. Well, just like your broken freezer, I guess it isn't bothering you that much.
No,
or else you'd fix it.
I'm going to buy a new refrigerator.
I've been hearing you say that for 200 years.
Well, I'm waiting for a deal.
Oh, you were just buying $2,000 patio furniture. I was trying to say the word pottery for some reason.
$2,000
pottery. You were just buying $2,000 pottery.
You know, I'm a sucker for a vase.
No, patio furniture the other day, and you can't buy a fridge. Not that either one isn't expensive, but for me, the fridge would come first. My parents just got a new fridge, and I was so excited for them.
See, you're just so misinformed or dumb. The refrigerator works. The freezer works. It just doesn't make ice.
Okay.
So I still have a working refrigerator.
And you've got an ice machine.
And I got an ice machine, so it's delayed the process because I can, you know, I can accommodate for this lifestyle.
This lifestyle. What?
Well, what was that text or whatever that was?
What do you mean?
Well, you seem very private.
You want to see it? It's the notes of this podcast. Well, I'm not sneaky and private like you.
Oh, really?
That's what I just typed up.
Who does this?
Honey, what do you want me to do it here?
Anyway.
I wrote ice sounds at night. You happy?
Ice, ice, baby
at midnight.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm watching Celtics City. Mm. That's a great documentary on HBO by Bill Simmons.
And why is it pronounced Celtics?
Instead of Celtic?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to talk to the Bostonians. Why do they say park the car instead of park the car?
Big.
Big.
My big.
Yeah.
My car. I love it. Some people hate it. Boston, I love to listen to other accents.
You know,
I love it.
Here's the thing about Boston. You know, listen, that
it's from Boston.
It's a patriotic town, don't get me wrong. It's the birth of the Revolutionary War. I mean, but those people got issues. And maybe
everybody's got issues.
One of the most racist cities in America.
Oh.
You want to point to the South? Forget it. You're going to deal with a lot more racism in Boston than you'd ever deal with in Mississippi or Georgia.
Okay.
They're maligning those poor people down there when the Bostonians between South Boston and Roxbury is a bunch of nonsense. But the Celtics help them get through it.
All right.
You'd like that documentary. I love dynasties, and I love history, and I love the struggle and the ability to overcome it if you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just great. And it's gotten really good because now we're in the Larry Bird era. And it's that guy. He was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. Product of French Lick, Indiana.
Yeah, but I mean really good.
I know that.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that like it's a secret?
I mean, he's
friggin' Larry Bird.
He's not just Hall of Famer. He's a Mount Rushmore.
Did you see Tiger Woods had surgery on his Achilles tendon?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just started thinking of another fabulous athlete.
Yeah, I'm a Tiger fan, and I want Tiger to win again.
I know.
But
didn't he just win the Masters again a few years ago?
He won, what was it?
21, 22? Something?
Yeah, something like that.
Proud of him. But yeah, he keeps having these health issues. But he's looking up on the love front.
What do you mean?
No, but no politics included. But, you know, he went through that bad breakup. He's dating he's dating Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife, Vanessa Trump, who's very pretty. I don't really know anything about her or anything. And no politics included here, of course. As you guys know, we never talk about that on this show. But I'm like, honestly, she looks exactly like Lindsey Vonn, his ex-girlfriend. Who just won a huge medal in a skiing race.
She did?
She retired and then unretired.
I thought she blew a knee out or something.
She's blown every limb out. She's got. That girl's had surgery on every limb.
She's like Tiger.
But she's so passionate about the sport. She just won, placed in a huge race.
My buddy Richard is all, that's all he talks about is skiing now. And he wants me to go do it. And I don't want to do it. He loves the outfits is what he loves.
Yeah.
Anything that requires dressing up.
He loves a costume.
He got in an argument. Not an argument, but he gave a lecture to his girlfriend.
Girlfriends love that.
Yeah. about, because they want to do things together. And he goes, well, you're going to go bike with me. And she goes, oh, good. That'll be fun. He goes, no, but you got to get an outfit. I'm not going with you unless you get an outfit. You have to get an outfit or we're not doing it. You understand? And she goes, and she's talking to me. And I said, oh, God. Freya, he looks ridiculous. He puts on the Lance Armstrong stuff.
He does. He takes it very seriously.
You can clearly see he's been circumcised. I mean, it's just nonsense. She's like, oh, God. Yeah, he's going to put you in one of those, I guess.
She would look way better than he does.
Oh, yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She is.
And he's handsome, but come on.
No, he outkicks.
He does love the garb that comes with different activities.
He loves to do. Anytime I say, because he will ask, I mean, he's the only guy I know that when I say, hey, I got us tickets, we're doing this, what do I wear? Mm-hmm. So that's his first and only question, really. Mm-hmm. What do we wear? Mm-hmm. 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 So if I say, because I do want to go in Louisville, I believe her name is Renee Fleming.
You've talked about her before.
An opera singer.
Yeah, you told us about this a couple weeks ago.
Did I? And she's,
it may have been on this or it may have been on the TV show, but you brought her up just a couple weeks ago.
And I think she's doing a performance downtown. And I'm like, I'll get us tickets because it's around his birthday. And I said, we probably have to dress up. Okay.
Hoo-hoo, can I wear my bike outfit?
No, but he wants to put on a tie or a tux. And, you know, he loves that.
I've known him through many eras.
Oh, he still dresses as a cowboy.
He does. He's still committed to the Yellowstone.
He still does that. He had the cowboy outfit on the other day. Yeah.
You know, and honestly, good. It makes him happy. But he's always in some sort of, no outfit I've ever seen him in wasn't completely thought through. Like he had his son. He puts on
he looks good.
A bike outfit.
Oh, he doesn't do it.
An opera outfit. A tuxedo. He's a great, yeah. No, he's got the money to spend. He's a commitment. He's very fancy and it looks great.
No, it makes him very happy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, look at you.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm just kidding. You look fine. If you showed up in a cowboy hat, I'd have many a question.
I did once. Remember? We went to the reptile zoo and I...
Yeah, but that was a joke. Like, you're being funny wearing it. Like, if you just started wearing that to dinner, like, to meet... If I was... Like, you and Nikita...
You wait till our next dinner.
Oh, God. Nikita and I will get up and leave.
I don't know. I might look adorable.
No, because what will be weird is you'll have on a cowboy hat with a biking outfit. Mm-hmm. I love them all.
The look I couldn't tolerate is, and I've seen
for
it.
For him to wear or you to wear?
Anybody.
Okay.
Rarely, but when you see it, it's shorts and boots.
I don't get that. I understand if your mom just got home and needs help bringing in the groceries, you got to throw on the first pair of shoes by the door. Yeah. Otherwise, like, what are you doing? Or there's a fire in the house at night and you got to run outside. But you chose to wear that, I'm like, honey.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
That never works.
No way.
They should have a day like that, though. Shorts and boots.
Shorts and boots day.
Does everybody wear shorts and boots? It could be a thing. Like, who would have thought ugly Christmas sweaters would take off?
Well, everybody wears them because they're ugly.
Ironically.
And a joke. Yeah.
Ironically.
And you think
that's
we are
going
to ironically wear boots and shorts?
Yeah. Why not? Let's get that going.
Yeah.
Sure.
These headphones making my head itch.
Really? Dry scalp.
Well, no, we had helmets on for one of the activities we did today, so that may have done it as well. But anyway.
And I had to wear a harness, which, Lord, you know, all the weight wraps around your inner thigh when you sit down to do a zip line.
Oh, yeah.
And you talk about bunching up.
Other guys, you mean?
Mm, yes. As you know, I'm a Ken doll. So it doesn't bother me at all.
And it's brave of you to share that on this podcast. Lordly.
No, it kills you.
A girl, when I've worn one like zip lining, it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't have external parts.
Yeah. On the outside.
Right. Yeah.
Oof.
God bless.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to learn more about the Life Adventure Center, go to lifeadventurecenter.org. The work they're doing is so amazing and life-changing. Again, they're on over 500 acres of land in beautiful Woodford County, Kentucky. They partner with nonprofits, organizations, and things like that, but they also take one-on-one cases. They tailor all of their programs to help anybody that's dealt with any kind of trauma. Mm-hmm. And so it's just beautiful work they're doing. They're also looking, you know, for volunteers, of course, and also donations. They have a huge fundraiser coming up. So just check them out. We feel really lucky that we got to go there today and kind of help share their story.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, thanks for everybody who listened today.
We appreciate it. Watch the show, Our Home Market, Lexington, Kentucky, Fox 56, weekdays at noon, 1 hour episodes of The Lee and Haley Show. Follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley. And then thanks for listening to this podcast. New episodes every Thursday.
Go Cats.
Go Cats, and also go Vols.
Don't say that.
And also, I'll be in hell that night. No matter what happens, it won't be right.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a little song I wrote.
Okay. It's a good one.
Thank you.
See you guys.